The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Largest lead of the game at 10. Kiana Leach with a high pick and roll. Nice job to Fernandez. She goes into the left hand and scores. Second bucket for Jessica Fernandez.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Aiden Tahoy, his entry pass inside, knocked away by Richter, but right back in the hands of Caleb Eklund. Eklund will give it off right side. Schaefer, he's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. 13 in the game for Joel Schaefer.
It's a Saturday full basketball with the 2013 champs crowned tonight. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from the Vieira Event Center in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a beautiful afternoon of basketball here at the Vieira Event Center as we wrap up the Fort Kearney Conference. As, again, the consolation games will start our day. We'll finish up with the championship game, and you put it all together. We have four games for you this afternoon, and we'll begin with the girls' consolation game. And a lot of times those girls' consolation games are not a very interesting matchup, but we think this one definitely could be. The Loomis girls, 14-2, Axtell, 12-7. And it wasn't that long ago, just the last week, these two teams got together for a double overtime thriller as Loomis was able to win it 59-55. Let me try that for the third time and get it right for once. Loomis won the game by a final of 59-55. It took double overtime in a game that was played in Axtell. That's what threw me off. So, again, they went double overtime, a four-point win for Loomis just last week before they got the Fort Kearney Conference started, and now they'll have that opportunity to avenge that loss if you're looking at this from the perspective of Axtell, and for Loomis, another opportunity to come away with another win here and come away with third place here at the Vieira Event Center in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Of course, the guys have been doing this a little bit longer than the girls have. The 58th annual boys tournament going on right now and the 39th annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Tournament being played at the Vieira Event Center, and it is a great venue to watch basketball. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Helder. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as Axtell and Loomis hooking up here in the Fort Kearney Conference. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Axtell Lady Wildcats, as they will be the visiting team in their road purple uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Their starters are Laura Lundeen, a 5'5 junior, Gabby Nickel, a 5'5 junior, Carly Prosowski, 5'6, also a junior, Hannah Crane, 5'10, and just a sophomore. And the only senior starter is Kaylee Becker. She is 5'10 for head coach Kelly Cooksley. Now for the Loomis Lady Wolves, their starters are Courtney Palmer, a 5'5 senior, Toy Maskey, 5'7, also a senior, Brooke Thorell, 5'10, senior, Paige Thorell, 5'9, a senior, and the fifth senior starter is April Collins. She is 5'4 for head coach Jim Rayburn. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. One last break. We'll have a tip between the Wolves and the Wildcats right after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Just about set for the tip here. It's Becker doing the tipping for Axtell, and she does win the tip, so we are underway here at the Vero Event Center. Nickel will work it back around here on the left side to Prosowski. Prosowski back around the perimeter. Lundeen has it in the corner here for Hannah Kring. Kring's going to kick it out. Three-point shot, no good for Nickel, and the rebound comes down there with Loomis. On the run here is Brooke Thorell. Brooke will take it all the way to the right wing. Entry pass inside, turnaround jumper, no good here for Paige Thorell. Loose ball and tracking it down, doing a great job of holding on to that pivot foot is April Collin. And Collin gets the ball back and she'll work it around the perimeter. Left wing, they've got it in the hands of Maskey. Maskey's got a drive laid up with that left hand and it's good. Toy Maskey, a nice little drive on the left side, also shooting that left hand to layup. And Axtell will bring in the offensive zone. Lundeen. Just playing a little bit of catch here with Nickel. And now they'll get Prosowski involved. Prosowski will put it at the elbow here for Hannah Kring. Kring's going to kick it out. Three-pointer, no good for Lundeen. Rebound coming out is Loomis. On the run here is going to be Brooke Thorell with another rebound and another drive. Shot in the lane, off glass, no good. But she'll head to the line and will have two shots. So again, coming out of there, Brooke Thorell. Thorell took it all the way down from one baseline all the way down to the other on the drive. The foul was whistled on Nickel. That is going to be her first, and the free throw rolls around and no good for Brooke Thorell. Again, a nice venue here to play at. Plenty of seating. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Becker. And today they've got the video boards working, so the folks are able to kind of see their loved ones on the big screen. Kind of a neat little venue, and that kind of a nice touch here. Lundeen on that right side, dribbling, and she is fouled. A little reach on that far side over there. And so that will be a foul on Thorell, Paige Thorell, her first. So Axtell's going to inbound when they toss it in here. For Becker. Becker, long jumper, no good. And it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Loomis. Axtell won the opening tip. This is their first held ball since then. And Lauren Lundeen, by the way, not exactly a fashion statement over her left eye. She does have a bandage. I think she took a shot during the game the other day in the semifinals and has not a black eye, but she does have a purple bandage, so she's color-coded. And she drives through here back on the defense, and Collin in the lane. She'll float it up and in. So Loomis has a 4-0 lead here. We played about 2 minutes, and on the dribble is Lundeen. She'll give it top of the circle for Prososki. Prososki gets it back and will kick on the right wing for Lundeen. Lundeen looking to the baseline. Nothing happening there. They get it at the elbow for Kring. Back to Prososki, right wing, Lundeen. Lundeen doubles, gets the double team. Now back around the perimeter, Nickel. Nickel gets it at the elbow. Now Nickel gets it back after the pass in the lane and then back out. Shots no good. Torrey Maskey with the rebound. And on the run here is going to be Courtney Palmer. Palmer will dump it right wing for Thorell. Thorell near the baseline, lost the ball momentarily, did a nice job of not traveling with it. As she tried to walk with that at all, she would have been whistled. And now Collin, top of the key, is going to drive. She dumps it off left side. Now Maskey drives the baseline. Shot is off the mark, and Becker comes down with the rebound. So here comes Axtell, and Lundeen will kick it on the right wing to Prososki. Back to Lundeen. She'll give it off on the left side. Behind the arc is Nickel. She thought about the three momentarily, but she'll give it to Prososki, who has it between the circles. And now just slowly setting up the offense here is going to be Lundeen. Lundeen on the right wing. Well behind the arc is Nickel. Nickel gave it away momentarily. She's not any closer, so she'll kick it back out. Back around the perimeter we go. Lundeen's got it on the right side, and a nice job of stealing the basketball as April Collin. For a moment there, that Collin might just be forcing the jump ball, but she came away with it. Now on the run here is Thorell. Thorell on the left side, shots up and good. Her first 2 points, and it's 6-0 Loomis. Right wing Nickel gets it at the elbow to Prososki. Pass is tipped back out, but Lundeen comes up with it. Lundeen now dribbles a little bit, gives it to Nickel on the right side. Now Nickel is going to play the point guard position, and they'll give it to Lundeen on the left side. Now with it is Prososki. Entry pass inside, looking to kick it out, but now stepping up, dribbling is Becker. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall. And coming out of there for the Wolves on the run is Thorell. Thorell, we've seen this one before. She dribbles all the way down from the baseline and starts to attack, and now Loomis is going to work it back around the perimeter. And Collin is setting up the offense. We're midway through the first quarter. And the nice long pass inside for Maskey. Maskey, what a catch, and then lays it off glass. And a timeout for Loomis. It's 8-0. Excuse me, a timeout for Axtell. It's 8-0 Loomis with 3:47 to go here. As right now, the Wolves have a comfortable advantage. 3:47 to go. Timeout, Axtell. We're back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. As the Axtell Lady Wildcats forced to call the timeout because they're trailing it by a score of 8-0. And so Coach Cooksley kind of forced to see if he can circle the wagons just a little bit. Don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we've got coverage of the Luplat Conference consolation and championship games. Doug Dude will have four games for you today on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The inbounds is tip, but picking it up is Nickel. Nickel's going to drive. Shot no good. Offensive rebound there by Hannah Kring, and then Kring is cut under as she's trying to put up the shot. They began to box out while she was still shooting, so she'll have a couple of shots here, I think, unless they call that on the rebound. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on the rebound. It's a matter of timing. It was clear that Ava Collin committed the foul, and that is going to be her second. And so Axtell is going to inbound it. They get it to Kring. Kring's going to kick it right back out where she came, got it from, for Jordan. And Jordan Miller drains the three-pointer, and Axtell has their first points of the ball game, and they come off the bench as Miller checked in just a little bit ago during that timeout. Entry pass, making the catch down there, is going to be Paige Thorell, and Thorell nowhere to go with it, so she'll dribble out give it to Colette Thorell, and Colette will give it left side for Palmer. Palmer watches everybody cycle through. She gives it for Janessa Bergman. Bergman's pass intended down low for Brooke Thorell, but it's a little errant. Goes out of bounds. And that'll be a Loomis turnover. For Axtell, Kit Wells is going to check in. Give Gabby Nick a little breather here with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. 8-3. Axtell down by 5, but they've got the basketball. They kick it right side to Miller. Gives it back to Prosowski. Prosowski right now playing point guard. And they'll get it at the elbow for Kring. Kring kicks it back out. Right wing, Miller. Miller's going to drive a little bit short. And Loomis makes the save. And Janessa Bergman saved it off of one of the Axtell players. But after it hit the Axtell player, then she wasn't able to get out of the way. So it's off of Loomis. And so the Wildcats will work it around. Prosowski's got it. She'll kick it right wing here for Miller. Miller gets it in the lane. Pass on the baseline. And knocking it away is Paige Thorell. But it's off one of the hands of the Wildcats. And so that'll be another Axtell turnover. Unofficially, I have Axtell for 3 turnovers compared to 1 here for Loomis. 2.5 to go. Quarter number 1. Loomis with the basketball. A little penetration. What a great drive here by Thorell. Thorell goes all the way off glass. Now she's going to head to the line. She drove in hard. Just got a little bit of a seam to try to attack there. And she is fouled. So she's going to go and have a couple of shots. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And the first one is no good here. It's a little bit short for Thorell. Checking back in here for Axtell is going to be Laura Lundeen. She gets back out there. Second free throw for Thorell is now on the way, and it is good. Troy Maskey going to come back in. And Thorell will come out and get a little breather here with 2:25 to go in quarter number 1. 9-3. Loomis started the game on an 8-0 run. Right wing, Axtell's got it to Lundeen. Lundeen's pass through the lane, off the mark. Prosowski comes up with it, flips it out to Kit Wells, who's open for a long jumper, and she hits the deuce. That was actually a great play there by Carly Prosowski. Not only did she find the open shooter, but she did a great job of screening a defender away from that shooter when she came up with the basketball there. Maskey's got it, and she'll throw it to Thorell. Colette Thorell at the moment. And Paige is out there as well. She's cycling through top of the key. They might pass the ball to her as they're having a little bit of trouble, but no, they get it down low to Maskey, and Maskey walked with it. That'll be a turnover on Loomis. And Kelly Cooksley applauding the defensive effort there as his team forces the turnover. Axtell tosses it in. It's Becker to toss it in. She brings in the offensive zone by giving it to Lundeen, who checked in. Left wing, they get it to Nickel. Nickel on the baseline is picked up there defensively by Bergman. And now cutting through, getting the basketball is Lundeen. And Lundeen on the way to the basket is fouled. And she was in the process of starting a shot, so she's going to go and shoot too. She didn't get the ball off, but she was certainly trying to drive and go up with a trip to the rack. And so the foul is going to be on Paige Thorell. That is her first. Free throw is good. So Lundeen now makes it 9-6. Loomis started the game on an 8-0 run. And with that second free throw, their lead has been cut down to 2 because Lundeen hits both ends of those two-shot foul. Palmer's going to give it left side for Regessa Bergman. Trying to get the inbounds here. Colette Thorell passes it. Shots no good on the inbounds as they did get it into Bergman off the screen. The miss, and here comes Axtell on the run. Here's Laura Lundeen. Lundeen drives all the way in off glass. Good. Wow, there was just a blur on that far sideline as Laura Lundeen knifed in, and we are tied at 9. 49 seconds to go. Left side, Troy Maskey will give it back out here for Colette Thorell. Dangerous pass on the inside, stolen away. Lundin comes up with a steal. So Loomis turns it over. And they're going to say getting started. Laura Lundin also traveled with the basketball. She made the steal and did a good job of jumping away so she didn't run over one of the Loomis players. And they're going to say that she just had that little bunny hop there that cost her possession of the basketball. Inbounds here for Loomis. Shots an air ball. And it's a rebound on the inside. Shot won't fall. And again, it goes out of bounds. And so Loomis, they're going to say off of Axtell. So Loomis is going to inbound underneath their basket. Plenty of time here. 32.4 to go. And Janessa Bergman's going to toss it in. They go with a high set. And they inbound the basketball to Maskey. Maskey's going to work it back around the perimeter here to Palmer. Palmer being picked up defensively there by Nickel. Gives it back out for Thorell. Colette Thorell having some problems, and she walked with it. Yeah, she had trouble holding on to the basketball there as it was knocked against her leg by the defensive player. And by the time she got her hands on it, she'd taken an extra step. Elise Stoffer going to check in here for Loomis. With the final 20 seconds, Axtell inbounds. It's Lundin who kicks it off on the left side for Jordan Miller. Miller gave it away, now gets it back. They look to bring it on the inside. Becker has to track it down. Kicks out here for Miller. Miller's three short. Offensive rebound. The bucket's good by Lundin. And 3 seconds to go. Here comes Loomis. Half-court shot. It's up by Bergman and no good. So after trailing 8-0, Axtell now has an 11-9 lead, their first lead of the ball game as we start the second quarter right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we're back here at the Viejo Event Center. Axtell with possession of the basketball. And Gabby Nickel just going to bounce it in here for Lauren Lundin. Back to Nickel. Right now, Loomis is going to go with a little 2-3 zone here. On the left side, it's Kring. She'll give the basketball back out for Nickel. Entry pass on the baseline for Becker. Becker's going to drive. Shot is off the mark. And rebound wrestled out of there by Brooke Thorell. And now they're going to slow her down. Thorell will dribble now to the right side. Kicks it back out for April Collin. Collin looking back inside for Brooke. And now the pass is inside for Paige Thorell. And that'll be another Loomis turnover. That pass is a little bit high. And now Gabby Nickel has it. Gives it between the circles for Lundin. Right side, jumper, Miller, no good. Bouncing around. Axtell comes up with it. Entry pass back out. And is there a walk? Yes, there is. Walk with the basketball. Gibbon right now leading Loup City in boys basketball 17-14. That is the consolation game. The Loup Black Conference tournament being played over in Wood River. The call of that game is on Class Kids 98.9. April Collin, nobody shut her off. She drives all the way in, and she's going to lay it up and in. So we're now tied at 11, a minute into the second quarter. So here comes Lundin. Right wing to Miller. Skip pass. And now they're just going to reset the offense. Nichols got it. Looking in at that 2-3 zone. Gets it on the baseline for Becker. Becker kicks right back out here for Nickel. At the elbow, that's Lundin. She'll turn around. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Nickel. Nickel puts up the shot. It's back to the iron. And you might have heard the whistle as she's going to go to the line. And we'll have a couple of shots here. She will shoot two. She has a couple of opportunities to break our 11-0 tie. 11 all with 6:35 to go before halftime. The free throw back the iron, no good. Of course, when we're done with this game, we'll have the boys' consolation game here at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where Wilcox Hildreth will be taking on Axtell. Second free throw is good by Nichols, so it will be an Axtell doubleheader. On the run here is Collin. And they get the ball back out here for April Collin. She gave it away momentarily. And she gets the left side for Brooke Thorell. Brooke Thorell looking for some pressure. Now driving over there is going to be April Collin. April Collin, little runner. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. And now kicking it out into the hands of Troy Maskey, and Maskey will score. Nice job by Riley Hahn to get that offensive rebound and then get it out to Maskey. So Hahn gets both a rebound and an assist in that series. And now with it for Axtell, it's going to be Miller. They kick it into the lane, and Laura Lundeen made the catch and was fouled immediately. And so Axtell will stand, except for Prosowski, who's going to inbound the basketball. The other four girls are going to stand between the circles about 35 feet away, and now they're going to come running in with various patterns toward the basket. And Prosowski's able to inbound it, and we got a foul. Hannah Kring got the bounce pass, and now she's going to get two free throws. Axtell with a 13-12 lead. Opportunity here for Kring to fix that after the second personal foul whistled on Brooke Thorell. And the free throw is good for Kring. And that'll tie us up at a baker's dozen. 13-13, 5:54 to go before halftime. And we'll try to talk with Andy Klepper, the head boys basketball coach at Axtell, at halftime. We're going to try to track him down. The free throw is up and good for Hannah Crane. So she hits both free throws. And Axtell has the lead once again. Maskey on the baseline. Shot off there very nicely by Lundeen. And a little extra step there by Maskey, and that'll be another Loomis turnover. For the Wolves coming in, Janessa Bergman. And Lundeen gets the inbounds here for Axtell. Left side to Prosowski. She'll get it in the corner to Kring. Kring on the dribble, back to Prosowski. Back to Kring. Kring on the baseline, picked up there defensively by Brooke Thorell. Will bounce it out for Prosowski. Prosowski now has it between the circles. Kicks out here for Lundeen. Lundeen in the lane, shot no good. And it is errant and pulled down by Janessa Bergman. And Bergman will dribble through a little bit of pressure herself, brings in the offensive zone, dribbles to the right side, enters it inside here for Paige Thorell. Thorell being bumped and is able to pass it out here for Palmer. And Palmer, left wing, gets it out to the shooter. The three, no good for Clarette Thorell. And out of there with it is Lundeen. Lundeen on the dribble after the rebound will bounce it out for Prosowski. Prosowski back to Lundeen. Left side holding the basketball here is going to be Becker. Becker gave it away, now gets it back. Now she's going to dribble to the elbow, give it right side here for Nichol. Top of the circle, they get it over here for Becker to Prosowski. Prosowski kicks right wing for Nichol. Nichol on the baseline, floater over traffic, no good. Lundeen, another rebound off glass. Shot won't fall, and now they got it tied up on the after the miss. Lundeen tied it up with Paige Thorell. Possession arrow is pointing over to Loomis, so Loomis will inbound. 4:28 to go, second quarter, 14-13. Axtell with a one-point lead. Loomis with the basketball here in the consolation game of the girls' Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Bergman has her pass tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Loomis turns it over again. Here comes Axtell on the run. Prosowski gets it to Lundeen on the right side. Ball fake by Lundeen after she used up her dribble. Now she'll get the ball back. Right side open for the jumper. It's no good. And out of bounds with the basketball. Last touched by one of the Wildcats. So Loomis has it as they'll bring Tori Maskey back into the game. For Axtell, subbing in is going to be Jordan Miller. Almost exactly midway through the second quarter. 4-1 to go here. 1-point lead for the Cats, as we mentioned, 14-13. Entry pass inside, turnaround jumper by Janessa Bergman. No good. Rebound being tipped around, and it's a held ball. Nice little pass inside there. Now we'll move the possession arrow, and the basketball is going to belong to the Wildcats. So here comes Laura Lundeen. They've been stuck on about 13 here for a little while. They'll kick it off left side for Jordan Miller. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Thorell. Both these two teams kind of stagnant offensively right now, mostly because the defense has really kind of picked up. Collin takes it to the baseline. Back out here for Bergman. She'll fire a three off the mark. Rebound. Lundeen's got it. Her fourth of the first half. And she'll dribble all the way down to the baseline in traffic, trying to flip it up. No call there, and I don't think there was one forthcoming. And Tori Maskey gets the block, gets the basketball, but now in the offensive zone, Loomis turns the ball over again. Braxton, Hannah Crane going to come back in, and we got a timeout here for Loomis. 3:09 to go here before halftime. 14-13. Axtell with the lead. Loomis with the timeout. We're back right after this.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people. People you know.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know.
And welcome back here to the VRO Event Center. A timeout here for Loomis. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. Offensive zone, here's Lundeen. She'll kick it off on the right side to Kitwell, who checked in during the timeout. Back to Lundeen in the corner. They're trying to trap her. Entry pass on the baseline, off the mark, and Loomis trying to make this. The reception down there, it's off the hands of Tori Maskey. Maskey doing a nice job defensively there, but couldn't come up with the ball. Jordan Miller to toss it in. Gets it in for Wells. Back to Miller in the corner. Miller gets a little screen, and it's ripped out of her hands. The steal by Collin. And Collin is shut down as she brings it into the offensive zone, but finds a cutter. She gives it up, and the drive by Paige Thorell. And Thorell will score. Loomis back on top, 15-14. With it left wing, Nickel. Nickel dumps it back out for Lundeen. Lundeen is shut off nicely. That was good defensive help there by Elise Stoffer. And now the kick of left side. Lundeen's going to fire a three in and out. No good. Up high for the rebound is Paige Thorell. And here comes Loomis. They get it up ahead here for Collin. Collin's going to drive, stop. Loose ball picked up by Maskey. Her shot won't fall. And now rebounding. It's going to be Kit Wells, and Wells brings in the offensive zone, gives it off to Lundeen. Lundeen now is just going to toss it between the circles here for Gabby Nickel. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 15-14. Loomis with the lead, Axtell with the basketball. On the baseline, Kring has it knocked out of her hands by Loomis. And so Axtell again will inbound the ball. And now they're going to line up kind of that box formation for the inbounds play here. Krasowski inbounds it, and at the 15-foot line is Becker, and Becker's jumper is rolling around and good. Kaylee Becker, nice shooter's touch there. She got the basketball after she went down, got screened, popped back out, and got the ball and hit it from the free throw line. Entry pass, right wing, Thorell on the baseline, shot's no good. Becker comes up with the loose ball. Long outlet pass for Lundeen, and it's going to be intercepted. And here comes Loomis on the run. Collin's going to drive. Collin's going to take it off the glass, and it is going to be a foul before the shot. So it will not be two shots coming up here. That is just the fourth team foul that's been whistled against Axtell, and the first personal foul on Kaylee Becker. So the inbound here for Stopper's going to inbound it, and she'll get it in for Tara Maskey. Maskey jumper, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Laura Lundeen, her fifth of the half. Lundeen, bounce pass left side. Open for the shot here is Nickel, and Nickel will hit it. Just inside the three-point arc, but boy, I'll tell you what, she caught that in rhythm, was squared up nicely, and Axtell has her largest lead of the game at three. Entry pass down low for Thorell on the low block. Shot won't fall as she tries to turn around jumper over traffic. Gabby Nickel comes up with the rebound, and she'll give it to Lundeen. Lundeen finds a player down low, but it's off the hands of Hannah Kring and out of bounds. And on the right side, after hitting that shot a moment ago, Gabby Nickel was feeling it. She wanted the ball, but had that catch been made underneath the glass, that would have been a layup. So a missed opportunity here for Axtell. They do have their largest lead at three right now, 43 seconds to go before halftime. Collins going to give it off on the right side here for Thorell. And Thorell, before she got to the baseline, was pushed. So the foul on Hannah Kring is going to be her second. And Loomis to throw it in on the baseline here with 37.6 to go before halftime. Rebound? The inbounds is stolen away. Gabby Nickel will drive, and Gabby Nickel is fouled on her way to the basket. Pass was a little bit high, and a couple of different Wolves went for it and ended up tipping it away from each other. And then there to kind of pick up the trash was Gabby Nickel, as Nickel comes away with the steal. And then she'll head to the line because that's now 17 fouls whistled on Loomis. The foul was on Stauffer, by the way, her first. So the free throw for Nickel is up and good. So Nickel now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here in the game. And Axtell calls a timeout. 33.2 to go. They have their largest lead at 4. They lead it 19-15. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. We've got 33.2 to go before halftime, a 19-15 lead, and a quick little timeout there by Axtell, as they've got a 4-point advantage. And at the line is Gabby Nickel. And Nickel is about a 52% free throw shooter, and she misses that one. And the ball is loose and picked up by Prososki. On the dribble, right side, Nickel. Nickel, right wing. She lost the basketball, so that'll be a turnover, really, on both teams because there were three Wolves fighting for the basketball. Thorell will dump it back out. Here's Colin. Colin's going to fire a three. It is short. Rebounded by Lundeen. Lundeen, 10 seconds left across the timeline. Lundeen's going to drive. A lot of contact. Ran into Brooke Thorell, and Lundeen hits the shot. 2 seconds left on the run, shooting early. Here is Colin, and Colin from near midcourt. Her shot is no good, and we'll head to the locker room with Axtell having their largest lead of the game. The Wildcats have a 21-15 lead here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. We're at halftime of the girls' game where the Axtell Lady Wildcats with a 21-15 lead over Loomis. And second game of the day will be the boys' consolation game where Axtell will be taking on Wilcox Hildreth. And kind enough to join us to kind of help preview that game and maybe talk a little bit about last night is Axtell head coach Andy Klepper. And we were kind of talking before we got started that was a tough matchup last night with Elm Creek. Elm Creek, one of the taller teams in the conference, and you guys are probably one of the shorter teams in the conference.
Yeah, you know, we got some size too, but we brought him in off the bench, and by that time it seemed to be a little too late. But, no, I think everyone knew coming into the year that Elm Creek and Overton were clearly the top two. So I think that's going to be a great matchup tonight. You know, they just had a little more experience, Elm Creek, than we did last night, and it kind of showed.
And I think we're going to have a great matchup in the consolation game too, because you and Wilcox Hildreth, I mean, you're both kind of mirror each other to a great extent.
Yeah, this is one team I'm sure they feel very confident as far as matchups against us. We do too against them. You know, we're only 8 miles apart, so it's definitely not going to be hard to get up for this challenge. Coach Heiner's coming back to play against Axtell again, so that always adds a little extra something special to the matchup too.
Yeah, and again, he's gonna know you guys very, very well, and you know him very, very well. Is that beneficial? Does that hurt, or what kind of role does that have in a game like this?
Well, I think it eventually comes down to the kids versus the kids. So, you know, as far as us knowing each other and our systems, I really don't think it's going to have much of an impact. I think it's going to come down to, you know, which team executes better.
So it isn't X's and O's, it's the Jimmies and Joes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the way it often is here. So let's talk a little bit about some of the Jimmies and Joes that you you have out there. One of the things that kind of strikes me is just how young you are. I mean, you start a freshman, you bring a couple of freshmen off the bench, a very young, very dynamic team.
Yeah, we do, but it still starts out with our senior leaders, and that's, you know, Jordan Miller and Connor Wells. Two very good players, two very good defenders for us. So really it starts with them. And then even our juniors with Brant, who's playing really well lately, and our point guard, Jake Jeldon. I mean, it's going to start with our older guys first. And then our freshmen just come in, kind of give us a little balance to our system.
And again, everybody's kind of learning how to play together because, again, you got some players that the seniors obviously know where everybody's at and kind of where they're going. What kind of role have they kind of had in terms of trying to guide those younger kids?
Oh, they're pretty good as far as, you know, being vocal leaders out there. You know, our younger guys are very smart kids, very good in the classroom, so they don't need much guidance. They have really good habits, crashing boards, and, you know, Adam, I think, can really space the court for us. He's probably one of the smartest kids we have, and you know, so I don't think they need a lot of guidance, but it's just nice having those older guys there for, you know, kind of the more experienced guys helping the younger ones.
Axtell leads in girls basketball 21-15 in the consolation game over the Loomis Lady Wolves here at the Fort County Conference Tournament. Axtell head coach, boys head coach, Andy Klepper joining us now, talking about our next consolation game against Wilcox Hildreth. Coach, give us an idea of when you stress with these guys before they come out on the court. Very shortly, you guys are going to be heading in the locker room. What are some of the things you're going to tell them as being a real key this afternoon against Wilcox Hildreth?
Well, you know, we beat them the first time in overtime, so it wasn't easy the first time, and I'm sure they're not too happy about that. So we know we have to come out even with more energy than last time. We know they're going to be a little upset about not winning last time. So, you know, it really doesn't take much for me to get them motivated, especially playing Wilcox. And we're just so ready to play, and after last night, the guys are really, really wanting to get back on the court and hopefully come out with a win today.
Well, you guys kept playing hard. I mean, they jumped out on an early lead on you, and you know, really easy for you to fold the tent, but I never really saw those guys not run that extra step trying to get the loose ball. They really kept swinging that, and I mean that literally, not figuratively, not literally, against Elm Creek. They really put out a real strong effort last night.
Yeah, I looked up third quarter. It was only a 14-point game. So, you know, we stayed in it through kind of the third quarter, you know, and we just couldn't ever get over the hump, couldn't make a run on offense. But, yeah, that's just the kind of character our kids have. They're not ever going to quit.
Well, good luck today, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Andy Klepper, the head boys basketball coach at Axtell. The Axtell girls lead at intermission 21-15 over Loomis. We'll have the Axtell boys game for you in a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We are at halftime where the Axtell Lady Wildcats have a 21-15 lead over Loomis. Also at halftime is the boys' consolation game of the Luplat Conference Tournament. It is 36-23 Gibbon with the lead over Loop City at halftime. And what we're hearing is a very energetic game being played there in Wood River. Once again, Gibbon with a 13-point lead at halftime in Loop City. Here a 6-point lead for Axtell in girls basketball in the consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And a reminder for you, you are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. And checking the numbers here for Loomis, leading the way for them, 6 points from Tori Maskey, 4 points for April Collin, a 3-point effort so far from Brooke Thorell, and Paige Thorell also with a couple of points here for Loomis. They trailed at the end of 11 to 9, and now they trail at halftime 21-15. For Axtell, Laura Lundeen's leading the way. She's got 8 points at intermission, 4 points for Gabby Nickel. Jordan Miller stroked in a three for her 3 points. Kit Wells with two. Hannah Kring with two, and Kaylee Becker with 2 points here at intermission. One last timeout. We'll be back with the third quarter with Axtell leading it 21-15. We come back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Loomis trailing at 21-15, but they will have the basketball first to start the second half. And certainly want to say thanks to Coach Klepper for talking to us at halftime. And we're getting everything all straightened out here on whose ball it is for sure. And in a moment, we're going to hand the ball to Courtney Palmer. And Palmer then will give it to April Collin, and we'll get things underway. Thorell, and Maskey also out there for Loomis. They're going with their starters here in the second half, just as they did in the first. Collin will give it off on the right side for Brooke Thorell. And back out for Collin. And between the circles here, Courtney Palmer. Palmer will give it off right wing here for April Collin. And she'll give it off on the right side for Brooke Thorell. Entry pass down low, back and in there is Paige Thorell. Paige's shot is off the mark and rebounded by Courtney Palmer. And she's going to reset the offense, kicking it out for Collin. Collin kicks it into the corner. Baseline drive here by Maskey. A little floater up and in. So Tori Maskey hits the shot for Axtell. Lundeen, Nickel, Prasoski, Kring, and Becker. starters from the first half out there here to start the second. At the elbow, Brusoski in the lane. She's going to have the ball tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Axtell, so we'll move the possession arrow and give the Wildcats the basketball. So that's not a turnover, but it does move the arrow. Brusoski will toss it in, and now it's stolen away. That inbounds pass is intercepted by April Collin, and Collin is going to drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound being tipped around. They had it for a moment. They got another tip up there, and the loose ball now is picked up by Maskey. Maskey gets it to Thorell, and Paige Thorell, 17 feet away, will kick it out. Now down low, Brooke Thorell, turnaround jumper no good, and they're going to tie that up. And now the ball is going to stay with Loomis. Jordan Miller going to check in. And Gabby Nickel out, 6:49 to go, third quarter. Loomis inbounds, works it around the perimeter. Courtney Palmer gives it off on the right side here for April Collin. They get it to Thorell, and Thorell walked with it. Yeah, she had a little trouble passing it and trying to peek with her hands and then a little bit with her feet, kind of just lifting herself a little bit, trying to find an avenue to pass the ball, and she walked with it. So Axtell facing some 2-3 zone here from Loomis. They pass it out on that left side, and Carly Prasoski watches the ball go out of bounds as it was tipped. She could have made a play to try to save it, but she knew Loomis was last to touch it. So Lundeen will get the inbounds, gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski gives on the right wing here for Lundeen. Lundeen, a little ball fake, kicks out for Prasoski. Skip pass on the right side, back top of the circle here for Lundeen. She'll fire a three and hit the three. So Lundeen strokes in the three-pointer, and the lead is 7. The largest lead of the game. The drive, shot no good. And we got a foul on the rebound against Loomis. So Axtell's going to inbound. Becker to toss it in, and they're pressuring Lundeen. Lundeen in a little bit of trouble, but wow, what a nice one-handed pass to find hand of Crane. Crane's going to get it down low. That's Miller. Jumper no good. Rebound by Elise Stauffer for Loomis. And here come the Wolves on the run. It's Collin. Collin right side loses the basketball. Lundeen comes up with it. And so a torrid pace to the game right now, and Loomis turns the ball over. .543 to go here, third quarter, 24-17. Axtell with a 7-point lead, and they've got the basketball. Loomis scored the first 8 points of the ball game for their largest lead. Since then, Axtell has really outplayed the Wolves. Kring gets it in the lane for Prosowski, and Prosowski gets the bucket and foul. That was a strong drive there by Prosowski as she kind of. The ball went to the baseline. She rolled through the lane, got the ball, went up strong with it. And Coach Cooksley just showing a lot of emotion when that ball went in. Prasoski will try to finish off a three-point play. She fires the free throw, and it rolls around and good. So Prasoski's first 3 points of the day gives Axtell a 10-point lead. Timeout, Loomis. 5:28 to go, third quarter, 27-17. Axtell with the lead, Loomis with the timeout. We're back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And we are back here at the Viero Event Center, a 27-17 lead here for Axtell. And again, Loomis started the game on an 8-0 run. So if you think about it, 27-9 from that point, Axtell has been able to outscore Loomis during that stretch. So it's been a good run of basketball here for Axtell, and that certainly makes sense why Loomis would feel the need to take that timeout here as well, because they've got to kind of right the ship a little bit. So Loomis will inbound, and we'll see if they can kind of prime the pump. Colette Thorell checks in, And she'll dribble on that right sideline. She gives it for Brooke Thorell. Brooke works it back around the perimeter, top of the circle here for Courtney Palmer. Back out for Palmer. She gave it away. They give it up on the left wing here for Tori Maskey. Maskey's got it on the left side. And cut through the lane, the pass to Brooke Thorell, and Thorell did not handle the pass very well. That'll be a Loomis turnover, as picking it up is Prosowski. Prosowski gives right wing here for Lundeen. Pass to Prosowski in the lane. She makes the catch, the drive, and now she'll have a chance to make some free throws. That ball was thrown in with a lot of pepper on it, and Carly Prosowski, you can just almost see her head snap back as that ball came in from Miller on the right side. But she was able to handle the basketball, drive in, and now she hits the free throw. The foul whistled on Brooke Thorell is her third foul. And with 4:54 to go, an 11-point Axtell lead. We are in the third quarter here at the Vero Event Center, and the free throw for Prosowski is no good. Tori Maskey pulls down the rebound. She'll get the ball over to Thorell. Colorette Thorell will give it off left side for Palmer. Palmer dribbles up, faces a little bit of pressure there from Miller, so she's going to kick it back out here for Thorell. Right wing with it is Maskey, top of the circle for Thorell. Back to Maskey on the baseline, and she's going to kick it out. Open for the three here is Janessa Bergman. It is no good. And coming up with the rebound is Laura Lundeen. Lundeen, bounce pass right side, driving up Miller. Miller off glass, no good. And it's out of there with Loomis. Snagging the bound is Bergman, and Bergman will bring it in the offensive zone and slow it down a little bit. She'll kick right side for Courtney Palmer. A long three, no good. Rebound from 15 feet by Bergman. Her jumper is a little bit short, and coming out with it is going to be Kring. So they hold defensively, do the Axtell Wildcats, as they snag that rebound, and Prosowski will kick it back out here for Lundeen. Back to Prosowski. Top of the circle for Lundeen. Right side, here's Miller firing a three. No good. Rebound by Lundeen. Lundeen's going to drive, and Lundeen heads to the line after the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two, and she ran into both Riley Hahn and Janessa Bergman. That's now five fouls that have been whistled on Loomis here in the third quarter. And the foul on Bergman is her first. And Lundeen's going to go line and shoot two. And the free throw is good. All right, you look at the scoreboard. Five fouls for one team, no fouls for the other. Generally what that means is one team is attacking the basket a lot more. They're driving a lot more, and that is certainly the case here as Axtell is really going at Loomis. Loomis has been content to pass around the outside of the Axtell defense, mostly his own defense. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Hahn, so here comes Loomis. And Loomis needs to be a little bit more aggressive. They kick it left side to Colette Thorell. Back out here for Colin. And around the perimeter with that zone, they go. They give it off on the right side for Tara Maskey, who came in a moment ago. For Colin. Colin dribbles to the left side. Again, doesn't really penetrate. Gets it to Thorell. Thorell now is going to kick it back out for Colin. Colin's shot is an air ball and last touch by one of the Wolves and out of bounds. And now Loomis forced the pressure Axtell as Axtell's going to inbound it. Prosowski will get it in. Dribbling through that pressure is Laura Lundeen. Now Lundeen has numbers. Throws it up ahead for Nickel. Nickel in transition. Her shot no good. Lundeen trying to get the rebound. And I think Lundeen might be the one that committed the foul. Coming up with the rebound was Hahn. And Lundeen went for it. And I think Lundeen's going to whistle for the foul. For Axtell, checking in is going to be Becker and Hannah Kring. So 3:15 to go. A 12-point lead here in the third quarter for Axtell, but Loomis is going to have the basketball. And picking up the pressure at midcourt is going to be Laura Lundeen. On the dribble is Colin. Colin enters it in, and the shot no good, and now we're going to have a foul. That's really about the first time Loomis has thrown the ball to the inside and really went at the Axtell defense. They entered it down low, and Paige Thorell now is going to go in line, and she's going to shoot too. And that's now two fouls that have been whistled on Loomis. The free throw, up and good. Excuse me, the first two fouls have been whistled against Axtell. foul, by the way, was whistled on Carly Prasowski, her first. The second free throw rolls around, spins around, and is good for Thorell. So 29-19. Becker in a little bit of trouble, gets it to Lundeen, and Lundeen is held. And that reach is a little bit of a bailout because Loomis was putting pretty good pressure on the ball. They just weren't patient enough to stay with that pressure. So that'll be a foul. That's now six. And the foul is on April Collin. And they're having a discussion about the number of fouls. I have this being four on April Collin. And they're saying that it's her fifth foul. So the scoreboard says that's five on April Collin. And I'll be honest with you, that keeping track of that is, wouldn't be the first time I ever got that wrong, but I think Collin has fouled out of the game with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. With the dribble is Lundeen. Lundeen gives it right side for Nickel. Nickel jumper no good. Coming out with a rebound is Paige Thorell. Thorell is on the run. She loses the basketball in the offensive zone, and she'll pick it up. She couldn't dribble anymore. That was smart of her. Clarette Thorell tries to throw it down low, and now we've got the ball knocked out of the hands of Paige, but they're going to say it was last touch by Gabby Nickel. So Jim Rayburn kind of discussing things with the officials here, but with a smile. The inbounds goes to Clarette Thorell. Inside shot, up and good. What a strong drive there for Paige Thorell as she gets the bucket. And again, now they're starting to be a little bit more aggressive. Lundeen pressured. She gets it out here for Becker. Becker gives it right back to Lundeen. Lundeen was pressured really well a moment ago, almost a five-second call. As Loomis now drops back to a 2-3 zone, but they're not trapping near as much as they were just a moment ago. Lundeen on the dribble gives it right side for Prasowski. Prasowski's picked up defensively there by Thorell. Prasowski still has her dribble now as Prasowski drops back. Thorell drops back, and now they'll just hand the basketball back out here for Nickel. Nickel looking at that 2-3 will kick right side for Prasowski. Now on the baseline is Becker. Really pressuring her, and Axtell forced to call the timeout. Coach Cooksley calls the timeout, leading it 29-21 with a minute 36 to go in the third. Timeout Axtell. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. And again, it's always been kind of a nice venue. And here in the Consolation and Finals, they're even cranking out the video board, so they're giving us an opportunity for some replays. Inbounds pass. Nice bounce pass for Kaylee Becker, and Becker's going to score. Nice pass. Prosowski on that inbounds found Kaylee Becker. Becker made the catch, lays it off the glass, and it's a 10-point Axtell lead. And now Loomis with the ball on the inside. We're going to have a foul whistled on the Wildcats. And we're on the backside, so sometimes we find it a little bit harder to see who they give the foul to because the officials usually have their back to us. And so it takes a little while, especially since the fouls are listed a little bit differently on a hockey scoreboard than what you're used to. But Loomis is going to inbound it. And tossing it in here is Stoffer. Stoffer gets it in for Clarette. Throw out the jumper. The three-pointer, no good, but an offensive rebound. Bucket's good. Janessa Bergman with the offensive rebound and bucket. And that's just what the doctor ordered for Loomis. They got a little bit of energy right now. Gabby Nickel on the dribble. Gives it between the circles here for Carly Prasowski. Minute to go in the third. Kick left side. Lundeen for three. No good. Rebound by Loomis. On the run here is Brooke Thorell. Brooke still has the basketball, and she carried it. Yep. She carried it. And Jim Rayburn walks away in disgust. I don't know if it was because he didn't like the call. Moore didn't like the fact that there was an unforced error there, but a turnover on Loomis just as they got some momentum. Lundeen facing the double team gives it to Prasoski. Top of the circle for Becker. Becker kicks it left side. Jumper by Miller is good. Jordan Miller, a good ball movement there by Axtell. And they push that lead back out to 10. Right wing, Thorell from the elbow. Little runner, no good. Offensive rebound, bucket, good. Went in there with a left hand as Clarette Thorell got the offensive rebound and then went with her offhand because it gave her a little bit better angle for the shot. That was a nice piece of basketball there. Becker kicks it up ahead to Prasoski. Prasoski's in trouble, and she's able to pass it down low. Back out to Prasoski. Right wing with it, 5 seconds to go. Dribbled by Miller. Miller gives it off for Nickel. Nickel drives, shot no good, and there's 0.1 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. 0.1. This has got to be a tip. Inbounding is going to be Jordan Miller. Can't catch. Got to be a tip. And the officials even point that out. It's got to be a tip. And it's not. They inbound it, and they don't even get a shot off. 33-25, an 8-point lead for Axtell as we head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
Well, again, last week these two teams got together for a double overtime thriller. Right now, you know, the energy level is there, but an 8-point lead for Axtell, and Axtell will have the basketball first to start quarter number four. To toss it in is going to be Kaylee Becker right in front of us. And Laura Lundeen out there as well. Nickel, Prasoski, and Kring. So the starters out there for Axtell to start the fourth quarter. These five young ladies have started all four quarters. Prasoski gives it up on the left side. Driving is Becker. Becker, a little floater up and good. And Becker, 6 points in the ball game. On the dribble here is going to be Palmer. Palmer on the baseline, kicks it out. Here's an open three by Courtney Palmer. She gets the ball back. It's no good. And Laura Lundeen comes down with the rebound. And Lundeen will throw it down to the baseline. Nice pass to Kring. Kring's going to drive, and the foul came before the shot. She was hit with the body. And that is going to be a foul on Loomis. And it will be a one-and-one situation here for Kring. The foul was whistled on Paige Thorell. That is her third. The free throw up and good for Kring. Gibbon leading Loup City 45-30 at the end of three quarters of play. That's the boys' consolation game of the Loup Lac Conference Tournament. Second free throw by Kring is good. And for Loomis, Riley Hahn checks into the ball game. Well, now that Hahn's in the game, we'll set the lineup here for Loomis. Hahn inbounds the basketball. On the dribble is Courtney Palmer. She'll give it right side here for Clarette Thorell. Right side, Paige Thorell has it. And Brooke is out there as well. They'll kick it out for Clarette. Her shot's no good. Rebound by Kring. And Kring, facing some pressure, gives it to Prasoski. And Prasoski for Lundeen. Lundeen, long pass up ahead, running is Becker. Becker in the lane, lost the basketball. She had it pinned against her chest as the defense made a nice little play. She ends up taking an extra step. That is a forced, she walked with it, but that was a forced error by Loomis. So that's a nice defensive play. And Axtell does have their largest lead of the game, though. 37-25. They lead by a dozen. And Paige Thorell has it on the right side. Everybody cycles through except for Clarette Thorell. And Colette now will take the top of the circle, give it left side. Penetration here by Brooke. Brooke is shut off in a bad pass. It's intercepted by Lundeen. And Lundeen going to lead the pack down court. She'll drive, get the body contact. And they're going to say that contact came before the shot. And it probably did. It was on her plant foot as she was starting to go up. So that'll be a foul on Riley Hahn. But it's just a nanosecond before the shot. So this will be a 1-1 here for Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And on the season, she's about a 62% free throw shooter. So Lundeen with the free throw. It's up and good. That'll earn her the bonus. 8 fouls against Loomis. Only 3 so far against Axtell. And a 13-point Axtell lead. This is their largest lead of the game. Second free throw on the way, and it's raveling in. It's good. 39-25. 14-point lead with about 6.5 to go. Thorell on the right side. Gives it for Paige Thorell. Paige Thorell on the baseline. Shoots over the top of Prasoski. No good. And Lundeen can't pull down the rebound as it goes out of bounds. So Loomis will inbound underneath their own basket. And the pass ticked around, and Courtney Palmer is able to pick it up. She gets it right side for Paige Thorell. Paige Thorell loses it into the hands of Lundeen. Lundeen is going to drive, bounce pass, but it's off the mark, and Nickel has to try to retrieve it. It's going to be a hell ball. So Loomis turns it over on one end, and then Axtell turns it back. 6:01 to go, third quarter. And assistant coach Mike Mefford telling his players, you're going to have to shoot maybe a little bit quicker here. We're down by 14, 6 minutes to go. You want a good shot, but it's going to have to come quickly in the possession. Left side for Thorell, and we've got timeout. I think you're going to have a little bit longer discussion about picking up the pace offensively here for Loomis. They trail at 39-25, 5:46 to go here, fourth quarter. Timeout Wolves, we'll take it with them. We're back after this. You got it, sir? Again, 39-25 here in the fourth quarter. And the Loomis Wolves calling the timeout. And let's give you just a little reminder here that, of course, we'll be here for 3 more games here at the Viero Event Center. After we wrap up a girls' consolation game, we'll have the boys' consolation game. And Axtell featured in that one as well, as they'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth. And then the championship basketball will start around 6 o'clock. Eustis Barnum and Amherst in girls' championship game at 6, and the boys' championship game 8 o'clock. We'll have Overton and Elm Creek. And we heard Axtell boys' head coach Andy Klepper say a little bit ago, probably the 2 best teams on the boys' side, Overton and Elm Creek, they're the ones that would be playing for the conference championship. So Loomis is going to inbound the ball here. Bergman gets it in, and Palmer will fire a 3 right out of the inbounds play, and it's off the mark and slips off the side of the rim and out of bounds. So that'll be Axtell basketball here, leading it 39-25, 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Left wing, Prasoski gets it at the elbow for Becker. Right wing here for Nickel. Nickel now is going to double dribble with it. Yeah, she used up her dribble and forgot about that. The reason that drive was there is because the defense knew you couldn't drive. Courtney Palmer will bring it across the timeline. And she'll give it off on the left side here for Clarette Thorell. Over for Paige. Paige looks on the inside, and Prasoski kind of dares her to shoot. Thorell off of a screen. She's going to drive it, has her shot blocked, and Kaylee Becker is going to be called for a foul. Yeah, she must have got a little bit of body there, but she got a lot of basketball. Yeah, there was some body contact there. it's kind of nice to see it when you really can be very specific looking at the replays that they've got here at the Gill Event Center. Terrell's free throw is up and good. And so for Loomis, this is kind of a good deal here because that shuts the clock off with 5:15 to go. Time, obviously, a major factor. Second free throw rolls around, and is good. So Colette Thorell hits both free throws. And Prosowski in trouble. Gets the ball into the hands of Lundeen. Lundeen tries to dribble through it and does. And now they've got a 3-on-1. She pulls up in the lane. Bounce pass down low. Knocking it out of bounds is Clarette Thorell. And it was last touch by Axtell. That is great defense by Clarette Thorell as Axtell had the opportunity to lay it up for an easy bucket. They still lead it now. 39-27. They still lead by a dozen. But now Bergman will bring in the offensive zone. They haven't brought it across the timeline yet. Now she does. And she's picked up defensively by Jordan Miller. Left side, they give it for Clarette Thorell. Thorell will give it off for Paige. Paige is going to dribble that right side. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall. And a couple of Wildcats come up with it. Loomis trying to get the basketball. Goes over the back. So that'll be a foul on Loomis. Axtell will walk to the other end and shoot free throws. That's now 9 fouls against the Wolves. So this will be the final 1-1 of the game, and it's for Kaylee Becker. And so Becker will go to the line. She is a 70% free throw shooter. He started play the other day, 33 of 47 free throws on the season. So she's been there a lot. Free throws, no good. And rebound reeled out of there by Riley Hahn for Loomis. Hahn will hand the ball off. Bergman brings in the offensive zone. They kick left side for Clarette Thorell. Thorell drives the baseline. It's on the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming out with it is going to be Clarette Thorell. Cycling back through. They flip it over for Bergman. Bergman kicks it back out for Stauffer. Stauffer for Page. Page will drive, and a lot of contact there, and there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be before the shot. So Prasowski is going to be whistled for the foul. That's only her second, only fifth as a team on Axtell. So Loomis is going to inbound it here with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. They get it on the baseline for Paige Thorell. Throwing Paige took an extra step. Yep. So turnover on Loomis. 39-27. Axtell with a 12-point lead. And more Lundeen will be picked up defensively at half court. Kick over on the left side to Prasowski. Prasowski's going to give it to Lundeen. Lundeen could have shot it, but when you're ahead like they are, they want to milk the clock a little bit here. Still looking to score here, but Becker's got the dribble. And she's being harassed there by Elise Stauffer. Back to Becker. Becker on the bounce. Kicks back out for Prasowski between the circles here. And they're really spreading out that Loomis defense. And Prasowski has it. Bounce pass on the left side here for Lundeen. Lundeen now is going to drive. She'll kick it out for Prasowski. They'll spin it around here for Becker. They've gone on that left side. They haven't even thrown it on the right side here for quite some time. Lundeen's got it. Gives it back out for Prasowski. Near midcourt with it is Prasowski. Now they're just playing a flat-out game of keep away. And Becker playing a little bit of catch with Prasowski. Prasowski now will get Lundeen involved with it. And we've got a foul. Whistled on Janessa Bergman. They had a little bit of trouble even getting close enough to the ball to commit a foul. That isn't one of those intentional fouls. You just can't go out there and tackle somebody. And Loomis was having trouble keeping up with how quickly Axtell was moving the ball. But Prasowski was fouled, and she's going to go line, and she's going to shoot two, and the first one is no good. Prasowski was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line heading into that shot. And on the season, she's been about a 65% free throw shooter. 3:14 to go, fourth quarter. 12-point advantage for Axtell. Prasowski will try to make it a baker's dozen, and she can't. It's a little bit short. Rebounded by Paige Thorell. That was still a good possession by Axtell. It worked off about 38 seconds or so. Across the timeline with 3:07 to go is going to be Janessa Bergman, and Bergman just traveled with it. Timeout Loomis, 3:04 to go here, fourth quarter. They're down by a dozen, 39-27. take a timeout with Loomis. We'll be back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back here to the Viero Event Center, 39-27, a 12-point advantage here for Axtell, and Loomis has used up all but one of their timeouts, I believe, but they got bigger issues than that. They're down by a dozen here fairly late in the game. And don't forget, four games today. This is the first of the four. We'll have the boys' consolation game here in just a little bit. Axtell taking on Wilcox-Hildreth in that one, and then the championship games, 6 o'clock, the girls' championship, 8 o'clock, the boys' championship, all of them here from the Viero Event Center. And you can switch genders, and you'd have the exact same schedule played over in Wood River with the Luplat Conference Tournament. Those games right now are on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And a last report, Gibbon was leading Loop City in the boys' consolation game very comfortably as they head to the fourth. Here a 12-point lead for Axtell, and they'll get the basketball in the hands here of Laura Lundeen. Lundeen's picked up defensively by Brooke Thoreau, and they're really trying to attack the basketball. Kring had it momentarily, now gets it back, and she'll get it off on the left side. Here's Sorensen. Sorensen's jumper's no good as Catherine Sorensen took the shot. Long pass out by Chloe Thoreau. It's going to go off the glass on the run, and Brooke gets the bucket. Brooke Thoreau, her first point since the first quarter. She has 5 in the game. And the lead is now down to 10 with 2.5 minutes to go. Left side, Sorensen. Gives the basketball off here for Lundeen. Lundeen in trouble. Gives it back out to Sorensen. Pass into the corner. That's Gabby Nickel. Nickel dribbles into the lane just to pass it back out to Becker. Becker gives it to Lundeen. Lundeen on the dribble. Gives it back out for Becker. Becker snaps it off left side. Now very quickly back out for Lundeen. Now right wing with it is going to be Kring. And very quickly, they're moving the ball. Lundeen throws it left side, down the skip pass, but they committed the foul on that pass. And so going to the line is going to be Catherine Sorensen, and Sorensen will have 2 shots. So Catherine Sorensen is going to have 2 shots here. And she takes her time at the line, then the free throw rolls around and good. Sorensen, nice shooting there. She's a 69% free throw shooter. Hasn't been the line a ton, but 69%, probably one of the reasons why she's out there right now. Free throw is up and good. Well, she looks every bit of that 69% there. She hits both free throws, and Prosowski is going to come back into the game here for Axtell. And Coach Cooksley reminds them, one shot, one rebound. That's all they're going to get. We got a rebound here. Bergman is going to lob it down low for Maskey. Maskey gets it on the baseline. Jumper up, good. And timeout for Loomis. Minute 51 to go here. Fourth quarter, it's 41-31. Loomis with a timeout. We're back right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Well, Loomis still, Axtell still spending a little time in the huddle after the timeout taken by Loomis. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you, like the one over in Amherst, in Elm Creek, Wilcox-Hildreth. They've got Little Caesars pizza for you, all hot and ready, and Axtell just didn't have enough time to talk about all they wanted to talk about, so Coach Cooksley calls a timeout here as well. We'll keep it right here, and we'll remind you that coming up next, we'll just give you the schedule for the day after our game between Loomis and Axtell here on the girls' side. The boys' consolation, Wilcox-Hildreth and Axtell at 4 o'clock. For the boys' consolation, And then at 6 o'clock, Eustis Farnham and Amherst for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship on the girls' side. The boys' conference championship will be decided between Overton and Elm Creek. And again, I think from what we've seen, clearly the two best teams in the Fort Kearney Conference on the girls' side, on the boys' side. The girls' side has been pretty balanced. In fact, Loomis, as we know, just an eyelash away from being in that conference championship game, but they were upended by Eustis Farnham. They led most of the game, and so they might end up dropping two in a row when they could very well be playing for this conference championship. Axtell's handling the press pretty well. Lundeen's got it in the offensive zone, has the dribble, and she'll just kick it back out for Prososki. Prososki gives it back out for Becker. Minute 37 to go, and it's going to be Becker who heads to the free throw line. She is 0 for 1, and they commit the foul on her. And so Becker will try to add to the lead. She is a 70% free throw shooter, averaging about 5.5 points per ball game. And she's already got 6, now making 7 points on the game. Jordan Miller checks in here for Axtell. Gabby Nichols going to step out here with a minute 36 to go. Fourth quarter, 42-31. Axtell with the lead, and that lead's just a little bit bigger because Kaylee Becker hits another free throw. 12-point lead for Axtell. Not their largest lead of the game, but it's pretty close. Janessa Bergman has the dribble, kicks right side for Thorell. She'll fire a three. Clarette's shot won't fall. Rebound off the hands of one of the Wolves and out of bounds. That'll be off the hands of Janessa Bergman. So Axtell will have the basketball. So Axtell inbounds. Becker toss it in. She gets it in here for Nickel. Back to Becker. Becker kicks it up ahead here for Lundeen. Lundeen has the ball knocked out of bounds. The reach there by Tori Maskey. Not a foul. She just knocked it out of bounds, and they'll track it down off the boards here, and they're going to inbound it right in front of us. Becker to toss it in for Axtell, and she'll give it in for Lundeen. Lundeen looks like a boxer out there. She had that the Band-Aid above her eye earlier, and they've taken that off, but now she's got cotton stuffed up her nose because she had a bloody nose earlier. So she's been a warrior. They got the ball in for Becker. Becker was fouled, so Becker's going to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Thorell. That is number 5 for her. So she'll foul out of the game with a minute 9 to go here in the fourth quarter. April Collin fouled out about 3 minutes to go in the third, and now Brooke Thorell out now. So two different Wolves have fouled out of the ball game, two different starters. And now Becker's going to shoot two with a minute 9 to go. And the free throw is good. 13-point advantage. And if Becker can hit the shot, this will equal their largest lead of the game. The senior puts it up and in. And that'll, excuse me, with 68 seconds to go. 45-31 is our score. Bergman going to lob it down low. Dangerous pass, and they're going to say last touch by Lundeen. Lundeen, and I think it was Prososki making a sandwich of Thorell there. The inbounds pass will go in for Janessa Bergman. Bergman's shot no good. Offensive rebound by Palmer. She kicks it out. Jumper won't fall, and it's going to go out of bounds. Nope. Somehow coming up with it is Janessa Bergman. And Bergman in a little trouble. Her bounce pass is stolen away by Anna Kring. That'll be another turnover. Pass up ahead, and we've got a walk. Yep. Courtney Palmer came up with it. She fell with it on her keister, and then she kind of rolled over to pass it, and then that's going to be a travel. And now Axtell is going to dump the bench. You'll hear a nice round of applause for the conference third-place team here, Axtell, as they're going to come off, and now Coach Rayburn's going to do the same thing on the Loomis sideline. So 41.2 to go in the ball game. A lot of fresh bodies out there. Riley Hahn slapping the hands and welcoming Tara Maskey back out there. And a slew of others. Allison Dennis as well. Axtell's got the basketball right now in the hands of Catherine Sorensen. Sorensen will give it back out here for Sarah Trampy. Trampy kicks left wing. That's Brooke Soderquist. Soderquist We'll get it right back out here for Trampy, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touched by Axtell. At least off for pretty good defense there for the Wolves. Sam Lothan for Loomis. We'll try the quick shot right now, and she took a little extra step with it before she got the shot off. So that'll be a turnover on Sam, which I'm sure is short for Samantha. Allison Dennis up there in part of a 1-3-1 zone that Loomis is running right now. Pass on that left wing. Tracking it down is Soderquist. Brooke Soderquist gives it to Trampy. 1 second left, and that's going to do it. They kick it out, and Axtell wins it 45-31 to pick up the third-place trophy here at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament played at the Viero Event Center. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Nisko Sports postgame report right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as our first of four games is in the books, and the third-place trophy in the Luplac Conference Girls Basketball Tournament will go to Axtell with a 45-31 win here over Loomis. We'll remind you that you are listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Loomis, who now falls to 14-3 on the season after suffering back-to-back losses here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Tori Maskey led the way for them tonight. She finished with 10 points and 4 rebounds, 6 points, 3 rebounds for Paige Thorell. April Collin with 4 points and 1 rebound, 2 points, 4 rebounds for Janessa Bergman, 5 points, 5 rebounds for Brooke Thorell, 4 points, 1 rebound for Colette Thorell, and Courtney Palmer finished with a rebound as well. Loomis scored the first 8 points of the game, but then Axtell kind of took command, going on an 11-1 run to end the first quarter. They led after one quarter 11-9, and they never trailed from that point. They had a lead at halftime 21-15, and they win it 45-31. Over Loomis. And leading the way for the Wildcats, they had a couple players in double digits, and Laura Lundeen, 14 points, 8 rebounds, a Band-Aid change, a stop bloody nose through the course of the game. She really was a warrior, and she picks up 14 points, 8 rebounds, 10 points for Kaylee Becker as well, and a couple of rebounds, 4 points for Hannah Kring, 2 points for Catherine Sorensen, 4 points for Carly Prososki, 5 points for Jordan Miller, 4 for Gabby Nickel, and 2 points for Kit Wells. Axtell improves their record now to 13-7 on the season. They pick up a little piece of hardware here, the third-place trophy of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Once again, a final of 45-31, and they just wrapped up over on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon over Loup City 62-46, the final of the boys' consolation game. Well, we're going to step away for probably about 25 minutes or so, and then we'll turn our attention back over to Axtell again, as the Wildcats will be playing for third place in the boys' side. It'll be Axtell taking on Wilcox Hildreth, the consolation game of the boys. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll have coverage of that game for you in about 23 minutes or so from right now, back here at the Viera Event Center. Once again, our final is 45-31, but real quick, let's talk with head coach of the Axtell Lady Wildcats as I find my headphones here. And Coach Cooksley, kind enough to join us. And, yeah, we'd love to talk with you, Coach. That was a nice effort. You fell down 8-0 early on, but from that point on, you guys really seemed to control things.
Yep, and I couldn't be happier for these kids. You know, Amherst has been kind of our bugaboo, and, you know, we lost a double overtime game to these guys. And in that game, we started down 8-0 too in that one. So I don't know what it is about Loomis, but I guess we'll spot them 8 points. But our defense was phenomenal from that point on.
It really was. Again, you held them to only 1 point the rest of the quarter, and that was probably, you know, over a span of about maybe about 5 minutes or so. And it just really felt like for that moment, it, just the confidence was wearing a purple jersey.
Yep, and, you know, we really felt like we kind of gave one away when we played them the first time. And our kids, you know, this third and fourth place game, it's tough to get up for, but, you know, I mean, they're a ranked team, you know, and we were ready to play tonight, I thought. So, you know, like I'm just really proud of the way they showed a lot of guts and effort tonight. So,
and you hate to single anybody out, but boy, Laura Lundeen, she had the Band-Aid. She had to get the Band-Aid changed. She had a bloody nose for a little while there, and she just really never backed down. I mean, she was always right in the mix.
Yeah, and whenever there's a whistle, I always see 13 in there. So. Yeah. You know, that's just kind of her MO, and, you know, she's a heck of a kid. I mean, she's our catalyst. She makes us go, and, you know, I'm proud of her effort. And, you know, I thought everybody's effort tonight was extremely hard, and so. But, yeah, Laura, she's definitely not one to back down from contact.
No doubt about it. And, you know, you see that a lot out there. I looked up there at one point where Loomis had committed, like, the first, like, four or five, six fouls in the second half, and it was all because you guys were always aggressive. You were always attacking. If they were attack the zone, if they're a man, you found a way to attack that as well.
And that was one thing we noticed when we were watching them the other day against Eustace. Eustace got the bonus in the first half, and I said, it's going to be tough for Loomis to pull away from these guys in the first half because of their foul trouble. And, you know, we had six fouls in the first quarter, I believe, and I said, you know, keep playing aggressive, get some easy free throws, you know, and we got to make them, but you know, that was kind of our game, because we had seen what, you know, they're very aggressive, so we wanted to kind of neutralize that by being aggressive ourselves, so.
And you walk away with a little bit of hardware. It's not the one you came here for, but you still come away, and because now we're kind of looking at that final push, heading into the sub-districts and districts, and that's what I think.
And we talked about that on practice on Friday, I believe, and I said, you know, this is a ranked team. I said, it's a great opportunity to play somebody that beat us, you know, and avenge that loss. And so far, the only one that we haven't beaten in our conference is Amherst, and they're going to be playing for first and second tonight. So, like I told our kids, I said, you know, I feel like we're a top-two team in our conference, and, you know, there's nothing to hang your head about getting that trophy, you know. So,
Kelly, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice win today.
Thanks for covering us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming over. That's Kelly Cooksley, the head girls basketball coach here in Axtell, as the Wildcats win at 45-31. And again, we'll step away for about 20 minutes or so. We'll be back with the coverage of the boys game for you right here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high